Bavakama, Perik Beis, Mishnah Aleph 2:1. Now we turn our attention to explain at more length the category of regel, okay, of damage that's caused by the animal doing its animal thing, going about its normal business. And the Mishnah says, Ketzad haregel mu'edes. We said that the damage of regel, the cow damaging or the livestock damaging as it goes about its business, is mu'edes, it's expected, and therefore the damages are full damages from the outset. So how is it expected from the outset to cause damage that the person has to be worried about it? Lishaber baderech hilucha, to break things as it goes, as the cow walks around. So then it just tramples on people's petunias, and it the tail, as it swats at the flies, knocks things over, and that's as it goes. Habehemu edis lahalech kedarka ulishaber. More than that, the animal is expected to go about in its normal way and break as it goes, meaning not just with its feet or tail, but even if, let's say, we're talking about, you know, an animal that has a plow attached to it, or it's got a saddle attached to it, or that kind of thing. So the point is, the saddle protrudes out from the side of the animal, and if the animal knocks things over, if the saddle knocks things over that's attached to the animal, that's also to be expected. It's not the body of the animal, but it's the extension of the body of the animal. You have to expect that. Now, that's if it's walking with its feet. Haise meva'etes, if the animal actually kicks with its foot, o shohayut sroros menatzin metachas regla, or as it's walking in its normal way, pebbles get kicked up and around and shoot off from under its feet. Vishibra es akelim, and then the animal kicks, knocking over the utensil, or the pebbles fly up and knock over and smash the utensil. Then mishalim chatzi nezik. Then it's only a half nezik payment. Now this Mishnah said a mouthful here. There are really two separate things happening here. There are really two totally separate things that the Mishnah conflated together. They can be combined because they're both not regel, but they're done with a foot, both kicking up rocks and smashing by kicking, and they both pay half damages, chatzi nezik, so they've been smushed together, but they have actually no relationship whatsoever. Let me, therefore, disentangle these two issues. When it comes to kicking over utensils, that's good old-fashioned Karen. That's the cow acting in an intention that's trying to smash things, to break things intentionally. And we said already, under normal circumstances, the cow is a tom, or the livestock, the animal, whatever it is a tom, not expected to kick and cause damage, and therefore it's a chatzi nezik because it's smashed willfully, which was unexpected. Okay? When a person's livestock causes damage, so he's liable to pay the damage even if it happens, let's say, in the Rosh Hashanah. If my cow and your cow are walking the street happily side by side, all of a sudden my cow kicks your cow in the face and damages it, I have to pay the chatzin ezek because that's the rules. The other thing happening here in the Mishnah, of kicking up stones, so that's not Karen. That falls into the category of regel. It's just that there's a halach lamosh misinai, a tradition that comes all the way back from Har Sinai, called the special halacha l'moshe sinai, the special tradition we have when it comes to chatzi nezek with tsuros, that if a cow damages, not with its own physical body or something attached to its body, but rather by something which is powered by its body but not attached to its body, like for example a stone which is kicked up by its foot but it's not attached, it's a stone flying off, it's kocho, it's its power but not direct, so then halacha l'moshe sinai is that is the requirement is for the owner of the cow, the mazik, to pay just half the damages. Not because it's got to do with tom, not to do because it has to do with willful damage of Karen. This is all regel. It's just a special rule that this regel payment, if it's done with koach of the animal, called tsroros for short, so then there's just a half, a chatzin ezek, half the compensation is required. So for example, in the public domain where I said if my cow kicks your cow in the face, so then I'll be liable for chatzin ezek, because the rules are that that will be a told of Karen. It's a subcategory, if you will, of intentional damage, and therefore it applies in the Rosh Hashanah. Regel, we said, doesn't apply in the Rosh Hashanah. Your cow, my cow, are allowed to be in the Rosh Hashanah. And if my cow causes damage by means of regel, by doing its cow thing and going about its business, so then I'm exempt. So if my cow in the Rosh Hashanah kicks up a stone and it smashes your pot, so then I'm not liable for anything. Not chatzin ezek, no obligation at all, because tsroros is a kind of subcategory of regel, and regel doesn't apply in the shusarab. It's talking about specifically like in your backyard. My cow has no business being in your backyard, and therefore if it damages your petunias by walking, that's called regal, I pay full damages. But if it kicks up a stone, which damages your petunias, then I pay half damages. And the Mishnah here now will sort of speak out this this Sroro situation, which is unusual. It says, Darsa al hakli vishibartu. My animal knocks over some, you know, a pot by crushing with its foot. It, you know, tramples a pot and smashes it. And then, v'nafal al kli v'shibartu, v'shibro, and then the pot that my animal stepped on and smashed to pieces, one of the pot shards then goes and knocks over a vase, and the vase also gets broken. So then, al harishon, on the pot that my animal trampled with its foot, good old regel, mishalem nezek shalem. I had to pay the full damages, because whether it was trampled by its foot or knocked over with its horn or who knows what, if it was just doing its business, that's good old-fashioned regel and nezek shalom. But that was the first thing, the pot. But the vase, which got knocked over by the pot shard, that's only indirect. That's like tsroros. It's powered by the power of my animal, but it's not my animal's body at all. And therefore, ala achra, on the second utensil, meaning in my example, the vase, mishalem chatzi nezek, the owner of the cow only pays for half the value of the vase because it was damaged indirectly through koach, what's called tsroros. Literally, pebbles, but it has nothing to do with pebbles, as you see in the case over here. Similarly, if you have hatarnagolim, if you have chickens, they're mu'adun halach kederkan ulishaber, they're expected to walk around, they do their chicken thing, and they break things as they go jumping around and flapping and doing whatever they do. You know, moving about. But haya dalil kashur baraglav, if there's a dalil attached to the leg of the chicken. The word dalil, there's a gears that's dali. If it's dali, without a lam at the end, dali means a bucket attached. But the word dalil means any old thing dangling off, like daldel means to dangle. So dildulin are dangly bits. So dalil means a dangly thing, whatever it is, a rope, a string, a bucket for that matter, whatever's attached to the nail of the chicken's foot. If it's attached, and then, like let's say the chicken kicks off that rope or whatever it is, the bucket or something, and it smashes, so then that will be considered tsroros chatzi nezek. O shehaya mehades, or if the chicken's sort of like jumping around, kicking up, there's different shots exactly what mehades means, if it means like jumping, like kind of like dancing, jumping around, or if it's a chicken scratching on the ground, kicking up stones, whatever the story is, umishaber esakelim, and then what it kicks up, it knocks over, it damages. So then again, tsroros, and therefore mishalem chatzi nezek, it would be a half nezek payment because of the chatzi nezek of tsroros, because it didn't happen with its own body. Let me clarify. The Mishnah doesn't say this explicitly, but this will make a few points clear. If, hypothetically, this chicken had like, you know, there's such a thing as like cockfighting, where you attach like blades, God forbid, it's terrible, to like little knives to the chicken's feet, let the chicken rip each other apart. So that's terrible. But the point is, let's say you had a chicken that had like a knife attached to the back of its foot. And as it's walking, the knife bumped into the vase and knocked it over. So that would be full damages because it's the same as like a saddle. It's attached to the animal, of the chicken. The point is that the animal is like kicking something away from itself, whether it's stones or, you know, whether the bucket or whatever it is, the thing, whatever is attached to its foot. So that thing now is powered by the chicken, but it's indirect and therefore it's only chatzi nezek tsroros. Same as if, let's say, for example, the chicken were just flapping its wings and the wind from under the wings knocked over the vase. Again, since it wasn't with the physical body of the animal, but with its powered, the wind was powered by the chicken flapping its wings, so that would be considered tsroros, and it would be chatzi nezek, just half damages, and again, only payable in the rishus hanizek, not in the public domain, but if the chicken was where it didn't belong, in, like, say, you know, your backyard, and damaging your stuff.